He is risen. Praise the Lord. We are so happy to be celebrating Easter this morning. We're happy to have you here with us, and we are looking forward to celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are visiting with us today, we extend a special welcome to you, and we're glad that you are here with us this morning. A few announcements to bring to your attention. We do have a nursery available in the south hallway there, or not south, but that hallway over there, if you have need for nursery, ages 2 and under. Tonight, we will not have youth group, so if you are usually coming on Sunday nights for youth group, we get a week off tonight. They will resume next Sunday. Also, next Sunday, we will have our youth pastor candidate and his wife, Abe and Diana Bielenberg, will be here next Sunday, and during the Sunday school time, they will be doing a Q&A. So if you are able to be here with us next week, we invite you to be here and meet Abe and Diana and get to know them a little bit, talk to them during the fellowship time and be part of that question and answer session. And then a couple weeks after that will be our graduation Sunday. And you see there in the bulletin information that is requested. If you have a student graduating from college this year, if you get that information to April, you can email that to her. You could put it in her mailbox, but she would like to have that by April 26th for our bulletin insert. And then Vacation Bible School will be coming up sooner than we expect, at the end of May, first part of June. And there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you would like to help out with VBS. If you have any questions about that, you can talk to Abby Kettlehut or talk to Mark Kettlehut. And then you see the announcement again about spring cleaning. If you have some things maybe left in the kitchen, if you could take those home, or any fans or shop vacs or things that you brought to help with the cleanup after the burst pipe, check the storage room and take that home. There is both a missions committee meeting and elders meeting this week on Tuesday, deacons meeting on Wednesday, and then suppers with Abe and Diana on Friday and Saturday. And so lots of things that are going on at the church in the coming weeks. There's also men's breakfast this coming Saturday morning. So keep your bulletin with you this week so you know what's going on. We have any other announcements this morning? Okay, our call to worship this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 216. Let's stand together and sing 216, Christ Arose.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor of the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior, He tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave He arose with the mighty triumph o'er His foes. He arose a victor of the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Now we're going to do something different this morning. Instead of saying good morning to someone, say Christ is risen, or He is risen, and then your response should be, He is risen indeed. So greet each other with a He is risen. Respond with a He is risen indeed.
Indeed, it is a wonderful Resurrection Sunday and a happy Easter to all. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. I have an update of a family that we've been praying for up in Samara and Liam. Their daughter, Emberlyn, was born very premature. She is now up to 3 pounds. They've added cream into her feeding pattern to help her gain weight, but she's also, they were able to take the intubation out. She's breathing either through a CPAP or through just a nasal cannula. So we continue to pray for them. It's still a long journey they have, but little Emberlyn is gaining weight, and that has been a good blessing. Other prayer requests or praises on this morning? Yes, Liz. That is a wonderful praise, and as well as a great prayer request. We continue to pray for John and Liz and baby as the concerns, but grateful to hear that the baby's whole and his heart is small, maybe even smaller than anticipated. And so we continue to pray for the baby to continue to grow, for Liz's health, for John's patience, the family's eager anticipation. As well as the miles traveling back and forth, especially for your cardio appointment, and glad you guys can still do that up here. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley.
He will be traveling this week to Missouri, going down to see
Ernie and Shirley are going to be traveling this week down to Missouri. Kind of a twofold visit, one to go see his brother Vernon, who we've been praying for his health. He's had some significant health issues over the years, and especially in the last several months, but also a little bit of time in Branson. And I've heard that spring is already down there, so eventually it'll get here too, but it's green grass and flowers are blooming, so it's a wonderful time. And glad that Ernie's shoulder is such that he can probably drive. You can drive now, so that all in God's timing. That's wonderful. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Sherry. Oh, that is. So the request, and as well as there is a thank you on the table from Kiana, that as God has brought her through this journey of dealing with the cancer, but grateful that she is doing so much better. And that's, we will continue to pray for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather this morning and the day to celebrate that your son was not found in the tomb, that he had promised that the grave would not hold him. And yet this is the day that we celebrate the finding of the tomb empty. And the great celebration is the tomb is still empty, that you raised your son, that he is seated at your right hand, that he intercedes for us, that we serve a living Savior. And the sorrow and tragedy of Good Friday did not have the final say, and that through his resurrection and his ascension, he has fulfilled all those parts of Scripture that dealt with his first coming. And as we celebrate his resurrection, we always think about someday he will return for his people. And Father, we also know that through this life, you walk with us. We thank you that the words of David, that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil, for your rod and staff, they comfort us. And as well as the promise that Jesus gave us in Matthew, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we look at today, we celebrate, we're grateful for those that have chosen to worship with us today and around the world, focused upon the resurrection. Father, we also lift up the requests. We thank you for the community of believers you've given us here to do life together. And as you've called us to bear one another's burdens, we lift these up. Father, we pray for Liz and John and the baby, that you would continue to help strengthen him and grow. We pray for his heart, that this hole would be healed by your divine hand, that you would continue to guide and give safety in travels, especially as they go to the cardiology appointment. And Father, we just know that you walk with us. We thank you for how you have demonstrated your faithfulness, your kindness, and especially your healing in their lives. Father, we also think of Kiana and the travel and the news that she has received this year, and as well as how you've walked with her. We pray that you would continue to heal her body and her brain, that you would be with her family, that they would have peace that passes all understanding, and that they would rejoice in the healing that you have brought. Father, we just continue to pray that you strengthen her. Father, we also lift up Ernie and Shirley as they travel, and we continue to pray for Ernie's brother Vernon and his health needs, but also for their visit with him. They would again have the opportunity to present the gospel in a loving way, to be there for his brother and for the time away, to especially as Ernie has gone through his own healing process with his shoulder, that just to celebrate together their time down in Branson, and we pray for bringing them back safely. Father, we lift up Abe and Diana Bielenberg as they anticipate coming up this week and our time with them. We ask that you clearly show us your will, both for us as a church and for them as a couple. We thank you for the gifting that you have placed in their lives and the call to ministry. And Father, just pray for wisdom as they spend time with us and we look what the future may hold. Father, we also pray for extended family. We think of Samara and Liam and little Ember Lynn. We ask that you would continue to heal. We also pray for Nehemiah and Crystal Wolkortzen as with their twin girls. Grateful that you have placed them where they're at. Father, for us as a church, we are grateful for the community that you've called us to be salt and light to. We thank you for this past year with Club Rock. We pray for VBS and all the volunteers that are needed and those that have stepped forward. We just ask for wisdom as well as just that time that we will spend with the students again in the end of May. Father, we pray for the ministries that we support around the world, that you would be with the Mains as they labor in Grenada, and we also think of the Schmieds as they labor in Wichita. We ask that as we focus upon the Schmieds this month, that you would protect them, especially this time of year down in Wichita with storms going through, but open doors of ministry for Rocky and Ruth. And Father, we lift up our service. May it honor and glorify you. We pray for the offering we're about to receive, that you would use it for your honor and glory, that you would bless both the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I'm excited to see that sunshine. It feels amazing. I'm sure some of you are excited about it as well. I invite you to stand and sing a few praises, worship with us here this morning.
Thank you.
good to see a full house today. We are very glad that you all chosen to come out and join us today. If you're following your bulletin, I know it said that there was special music. That'll come after this set.
When I was asked to share this morning by Nancy and Charlie, one of our sons this morning sent us something about what today is all about. I'm just going to share that with you. Matthew 28:6. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Dear Father God, thank you for seeing past the evil of death and bringing about Christ's resurrection. Thank you that I no longer need to fear death and hell. And thank you for placing me in Christ. Show me more of him, I pray. I may be a participant in the fellowship of his sufferings and the power of his resurrection. May there be less of me and more of him today. And may Christ shine through our life as we go forward into the world and tell others about him. The song we're going to sing this morning, we've been working on for a while. It's got beautiful words and a beautiful message. And if you feel led, it's a question and answer thing, so you could answer it. If not, just let the words penetrate into your heart and just let the Lord just fill you full of himself.
Thank you. anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, it is David's blood and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. Is he worthy?
So much for your love for us. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you that he is worthy. He is worthy to die on the cross in our place to pay the penalty for our sins. We know that he rose again the first Easter morning. We know that he lives today. And because of your love for us and his willing obedience to you, our sins can be forgiven and our eternity is secure. Thank you for Easter. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name.